Okay, so yesterday after the talk, because we were talking about drinking and a little bit about gambling, and so I thought to share some of our reflections when we were discussing it afterwards. So, because I had commented, I'm surprised that gambling wasn't specifically mentioned, and somebody commented, well, actually, that fits under entertainment. Yeah, so singing, dancing, playing music, entertainment, gambling, and how incredibly damaging that is to families. I mean, I've seen whole families kind of split up because somebody has a gambling addiction. So this doesn't mean just going to casinos, that kind of gambling, but also somebody who's trading in the stock market, buying and selling, risking the family finances in order to make a quick buck with the stock market, and then losing the family finances that way. So, this mind that kind of wants to get something without making any effort, yeah. Then we have to be quite careful of that mind because it can really make a mess of our life and, not only ruin the, make financial ruin, but also, not only make financial ruin, but also ruin relationships. And then we were also talking about intoxication. And one person commented that she very much associates intoxication with violence. Yeah, because there's studies done, and whenever there's domestic abuse, intoxicants so often lie behind the domestic abuse. They're not the reason for it. And of course, sometimes the couple is fighting over one or the other person's substance abuse. So that could be the topic of the quarrel. But when people are intoxicated, they very easily get into quarrels, and then domestic abuse is often the result of quarrels. Okay? And so that could be spousal abuse, child abuse, whatever. And also, due to both gambling and intoxicants, sometimes parents are just absent from the home. They're so involved in their intoxication and pursuit of it, or so involved in their gambling addiction, that they just aren't home. And the kids ne get neglected that way. Yeah, so there's a lot of ramifications for these things. When the Buddha recommended not doing them, it wasn't like, oh, you're bad boys and girls. it's not that. It's like, sit down and really think about it and look at the lives of people who have substance abuse problems, gambling problems, even shopping addiction, who go out and spend all the family money on shopping and different things. And just look, at your own life, at the lives of people you know, and from that you can see with your own experience why the Buddha made these kind of guidelines and recommendations. And in the prison work that we do here at the Abbey, I would say 99% of the people we write to have told us that they were intoxicated at the time they did their crime. Yeah? So intoxication is no excuse, but the idea is that when we're intoxicated, we have much less control over our mind and our decisions. Okay? Also, intoxication is quite expensive. Yeah? So not only can it be an accessory to a crime by making us, not make good decisions and so on, but it can also induce crime because it's a very expensive thing to, if you're buying alcohol, you're buying prescription drugs with false prescriptions, illegal or even legal intoxicants. Yeah, it gets pretty costly, And then again, finances for the family, for the children's education, you know, are not available, and the children suffer as a result of it. Yeah. So the implications of these kinds of things, it's not just one's own personal life that's touched. You know, you can't just say, well, you know, my gambling, shopping, substance abuse, addiction is my problem. It's not yours. That's not really true, because our lives are so intertwined that, you know, our behavior influences other people's behavior, you know? And especially when it comes to families and little kids, you know, they can't really fend for themselves. They don't have the skills and abilities and knowledge to do that. And so I think responsible parenting really depends on cutting back whatever one is attached to in this way. You know, out of concern not only for yourself, but for your family and your kids. You know, and I know I met one woman once who had a very bad substance abuse problem, and she told me she quit when she had her child. You know, she wouldn't quit for her own happiness and welfare, but she quit for her child, you know? But then you see other people, you know, and the fetal, what's it called? Fetal alcohol syndrome. Huge problem. They've done a lot of research, and so many kids' cognitive and intellectual abilities are damaged because of, you know, their mother drinking or drugging during pregnancy, yeah? So people really have to think, you know, how am I influencing the lives of the people I care most about? Yeah, even you don't care about yourself, care about others, but also care about yourself and have some self-respect and some sense of integrity. And, you know, live a life that is beneficial, yeah, and a life that's kind, that doesn't cause damage. And I'm sure people can do that. I have confidence. We all have the Buddha nature. We can do this.
And also this fine drinking at home, you know, like the steady drinking of wine and beer, that also has an impact on the behavior of people, and especially when they have parents, they distance at home.
Yeah.
It's not just going out and drinking.
Okay, yeah. So it's not just going out and getting drunk at bars, but also drinking at home, a little wine here, a little beer there. What example does it set for the children? How does it affect the children? Yeah. I mean, it's something to really think about. Yeah. Because, you know, everybody says, I don't have an alcohol problem. I don't have a drug problem. Okay, you don't. But it still affects other people. And it still affects you.
I think about all the grains and grapes that get made in alcohol, mm-hmm. all the food products that get made in alcohol, and so many people that complain. And how much agricultural land gets used for, like, hops.
Right, okay. So the amount of agricultural land that gets used for hops, the amount of grain that's gone into fermenting for alcohol, and that grain and that land could be used, you know, to feed many, many people. Yeah, because it's not like, you know, there's a lot of people who are hungry. Yeah, so to look at how we use grain, how we use land. Mm-hmm.